We were talking about David's new project, Ivers said, walking over to a credenza to pour himself a glass of water from a clear pitcher with a dozen lemon slices floating inside. He's putting together a documentary, juxtaposing...
I don't care what it's about, Kovac said bluntly. Are you backing it?
Yes.
And Ms. Bird, what's your part in all of this?
She looked startled to have him turn his attention on her. As she opened her mouth to answer, Ivers said, Ginny is a casting director. She'll be casting the actors for the reenactment segments of the film.
And this gets you in on the deal-making? Kovac asked, openly dubious.
Ginny's very talented, great instincts. I wanted her insights on the project.
Kovac stared directly at the woman. Do her talents include the ability to speak?
Ivers laughed, the jovial host. I'm sorry, Ginny. My wife always tells me I won't let anyone else get a word in sideways. I'm afraid I can't help myself.
Try, Kovac said, unamused. He turned back to the bird woman. Are you new to the area, Ms. Bird?
No, she said, brow knitting. Her voice was as strong as her handshake.
Newly married?
No. Why?
Well, you know, I was looking you up this morning, trying to find a phone number for you, but I couldn't find you anywhere. The state of Minnesota doesn't seem to know you exist.
I'm from Wisconsin, she said quickly. I live in Hudson. Just across the St. Croix River from the easternmost commuter towns to the Twin Cities.
Really? Kovac said. Nice place. I have a buddy in Hudson. Ray Farmer. He's chief of police there. Maybe you know him?
No, I don't, Ginny Bird said, glancing at Ivors. I haven't lived there very long.
And yet she wasn't new to the area. Whatever else she was a poor liar. Where are you from originally?
Illinois. Kovac raised his brows as if he thought people from Illinois to be particularly suspect.
You know, I checked with the restaurant, he said. They told me they close at 11:30 Friday nights.
Yes, Ivers said. We took our conversation to their bar.
So if I ask someone working in the bar, they'll tell me the three of you were there until closing.
Ivers' gracious mood was starting to fray around the edges.
And why would you do that, detective? Did we break a law I don't know about? I thought you were interested in where David Moore was at the time of his wife's attack.
What does it matter to you that we were sitting in a bar until 2 o'clock?
Just covering all my bases, Mr. Ivers, Kovac said. Let's say, hypothetically, that someone paid someone else to attack Judge Moore. The first guy might meet the second guy later on to pay him off.
David would never do that. Ginny spoke up, angry on Moore's behalf.
Kovac gave her the eye. You know him that well.
He's just not that kind of person.
I've been a cop a long time, Ms. Bird. I can tell you, I've seen people do the goddamnedest things. People you would never imagine. Someone gets pushed far enough, gets backed into a corner, you can't say what they might do. Some guys, they see someone standing between them and freedom, or them and a lot of money. They'll take the shortest route between 2 points, and to hell with who's standing in the way.
You're talking about David like he's a criminal, she said, incensed.
I don't know that he's not. Kovac said. I don't know that you're not. That's the whole point of an investigation, isn't it? To pry open the closet door and take a look at the skeletons? Everybody has at least one.
This is ridiculous, Ivors said, openly irritated. Carrie Moore was mugged in a parking ramp. Her husband was with us from 7 o'clock on.
That's what you needed to know, Detective Kovac?
Yes.
Fine. Now you know it.
I guess I'm being asked to leave, Kovac said. There's a triple murderer running loose in the streets, Ivors said. I'm sure you have better things to do than stand around asking pointless questions.
Kovac smiled a little as he backed toward the door. But you see, Mr. Ivors, that's the beauty of my job. No question is ever pointless. Thank you for your time, he said, and gave a little nod toward the bird woman. You've been very helpful.